Now, if we subtract the equation of the x0 equation and the Riccati inequality, we see that we get another equation of x0 minus x. And we can see that the right-hand side is positive definite because qx is negative definite. So we get the right-hand is positive definite, so we can see that x0 is greater than x because a0 is anti-stable. From that, we can construct a sequence of x solution, and sequence of x of symmetrical matrices that are non-increasing, and not only that, they are defined in such a way, and we're going to see that eventually we can see that the solution is actually it's each one of them is an up bound of x, and each one of them is decreasing. So eventually we're going to want to construct a solution in such a way so that it's bounded below by x and it's not increasing. And we want to show that this indeed can be done. So by induction, we're going to show that by induction this is actually true. So assume that we have already defined for mx0 to mxm minus 1. And now we're going to show that we can construct xn in such a way and indeed is a non-increasing sequence. So by induction, we're going to define fn as minus b transpose xn minus 1 and an as a minus b fn. And now we're going to show an is anti-stable. And also, of course, then we're going to show that xn is bounded below by x and above by xn minus 1. So write the equation out. We get an equation of xn minus 1, okay? And now we're going to show that an is actually anti-stable.